The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, it's Wednesday, but it's a special Wednesday. We have a special episode today, of course, Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, in just a moment. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Coach Rob Regish, who's newly married. He just got married this weekend, so we had to postpone the Blueprint Power Hour to today. So very, very excited, and really excited because Dr. J combed his hair for a good reason today. He's actually here. All right, let's play your theme music. Hold on a second.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, you look handsome as ever, brother.
Oh, thank you, man. We finally got it working.
Yeah, I know. And it's exciting. It really, really is. So this is our first video show, you and I. I mean, we've been doing the show, but it's just been me. So this is kind of exciting to have you on the camera. I know you do a lot of video stuff now for Facebook already. So this is, I love your studio. I love the backdrop and everything like that. Really cool.
Cool, man. Yeah.
Before we get into this topic, I kind of missed out last week. Did Supplement Santa give stuff away last week? Did I miss that?
No, that is tonight.
Oh, 17th. That's right. It's the 17th. Yes.
Yeah, tonight at 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, which is 6 o'clock California and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
So the big giveaway tonight that people just need to log on to Facebook and watch your Facebook Live event, correct?
That's all they got to do. So, you know, you just got to, if you're not sure how to watch a live Facebook, you can just Google it. It's like one little button that will notify you when I'm live. And during the broadcast, all you got to do is like it, share it, and comment on why you think you should win, and somebody will be happy. Actually, there's going to be 11 people, one grand prize winner, and then 10 runner-up winners. So
this is new. This is huge. You've usually only had one winner, right?
Yeah, I started a month or two ago with adding. A lot of people said, "Oh, you know, the chances are too high." So I thought, you know what? Let me make it a little easier for someone to win something.
That's exciting. 11 runner-ups and one grand prize winner.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Great.
Too bad bodybuilding wasn't like that, huh?
I know. No kidding. Everybody get a trophy, huh?
Yeah, 11 second places and one winner. There you go. And on that note, Andy sent you a question. He said, Dr. Jeff, why do you talk about cheat days in your diet philosophy? People at my gym say this is a weakness and you should just go zero carbs all the time. What do you think about that?
You know, sometimes people hear things and they take it out of context. Now, if we're talking about a bodybuilding or physique show, when you get into diet mode, no, there is no such thing as cheat days. I'm not talking about, you know, that contest prep time. I'm talking about all the time. You know, I mean, as I'm always saying, you know, dieting is a lifestyle. It isn't something you have to do. So how do you keep saying, boom, a cheat day? And what that means is you just take one day a week where you eat whatever you want. You know, things that you might crave, things that you may want, things that you like. And there's multiple reasons, you know, for having that day.
So, and actually, isn't it true that having that cheat day can actually boomerang you into greater body fat loss?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the things that happens with people on any diet plan is you reach a point, and I can't tell you how many times I hear this, I'm stuck. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm no longer losing. I lost in the first 4 weeks. Well, that's because you got on a certain caloric amount. Mm-hmm. Your body adjusted to that amount, and it will actually slow your metabolism down. You then have to lower calories more and more and more. I remember when I first started bodybuilding, not knowing a whole lot about this whole macro counting thing, I went out, I got on a contest diet in the off season. I was only eating about 2,500 calories. Now I was looking good all the time. I wasn't quite contest ready, but when I started dieting for my show, I had to diet at around 12 or 1300 calories to get ripped. Now it only took me 6 weeks, but I realized I've got to get my metabolic rate up. I got to eat more, and then I've got to do something to make sure that my body, again, doesn't adjust to those type of calories. So that's kind of the whole principle behind this cheat day, is to shock the metabolism.
And I heard a story from Porter Cottrell once when he was getting ready for a particular Olympia. And he told me that he had been dieting for so long, and he was depending on stimulants, powerful stimulants, not only caffeine, but ephedra and even clenbuterol to just get through his workouts. And he had deprived himself of fat for so long that he became severely depressed. And he was supposed to train legs that day. And he went into the gym, right, and he literally broke down in tears. He couldn't train. He didn't know what was wrong with him. He was craving olive oil, he said. He went back to his home, and he literally did a couple shots of olive oil. And he said to me, within an hour, he goes, I felt good again. He goes, and then I realized I had cut my fat too far down for too long.
Yeah, you know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, low fat, high carbs, high protein diets. But again, you know, if you think about the average person, or even when I was in the off season, you know, there really isn't an off season. If you eat crappy all the time, you're going to get fat. And then, gosh, you have to work so hard to get it off. How about eating a healthier, clean diet? We then would take Friday night or Saturday, and it really became more of a cheat meal than a cheat day, because what people find is the very first week, they go hog crazy. But after 2 or 3 weeks, they just don't feel good eating that junk type food. So, you know, we would go out for one meal and just not worry about what you ate. So what it does is it causes your metabolism to do something. Hey, I just took in a whole lot of food. What am I supposed to do with it? I got to kickstart the motor. I got to get burning this stuff. So it shocks your metabolism. The very next day, you just go back on your healthy eating plan. Number two, if you are a person that maybe isn't a professional or a competing athlete, and you like candy or chocolate, my goodness, you can wait 6 days to get to that seventh day and do what you want. So again, it helps you to create willpower. It helps you to create basically a new plan, you know, a new habit, so to say. It takes about 30 days to get your body into a new habit.
Now, I'm just curious, did Arnold have cheat days back then? I mean, did he have days where he just didn't worry about his diet and he ate? I'm obviously not contest prep, because when you're doing contest prep, you may have a cheat meal, not necessarily a cheat day, right?
He did. You know, he was a firm believer in that. Now, you know, in Arnold's days, they ate, they said they ate low carbs, but they ate a lot of cottage cheese, a lot of fruit, a lot of vegetables. They just didn't eat breads. They would eat rice. So to them, that was low carbs. They would eat a little higher fat. But yeah, Arnold always talked about, you know, having a cheat day eating. Like, I would start my contest prep 16 weeks out. The first 4 weeks was increased content and getting rid of some things that you didn't want in that diet plan. But we still continued with a cheat meal for only the first four. But yeah, Arnold talks about it a lot. You know, having a meal, again, where you just go eat what you want. But again, you know, a cheat meal is having pizza. Well, pizza is not bad for you. Right. You know, so you end up doing things, frozen yogurt. I mean, things that are relatively healthy anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not eating a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. You know what I mean?
It's
I mean,
you can if you want. I mean, you know, again, if you are just a donut addict and, you know, you love donuts and you crave donuts, then you wait till your cheat day and knock yourself out. Eat 2, 3, 10 boxes. It doesn't matter.
So, talking about the cheat day for a little longer, and then I want to talk about the cheat meal, because that's the transition, obviously, when you're tightening things up. So the cheat day is really to reward yourself for what you've been doing for so long, right?
Is when you do this, you have to pick this as a day. You can't, if your day is Saturday, you can't go, oh, well, I'm going out Friday night. So, oh, but Saturday is here. That's also my cheat day. That's where you get into trouble. You got to discipline enough to pick your time. It's Saturday. It's going to start. I'm going to train in the morning, and then it's going to start at 9 o'clock and end at midnight. At 12:01, right. I'm not eating anything else. Right. So if you're out late, you have to be disciplined enough to say, okay, that is my cheat day. I'm done. And again, stick with it.
And so, and then at what point do you transition from a cheat? So cheat days you can do pretty much in the off season, more or less. Then when you're getting serious about competition prep, that's when you would go to just a cheat meal. How often would you have a cheat meal if you're moving in that direction?
I think that's for off season test prep. You don't need to cheat because again, you should be eating or you're not hungry. You have to be disciplined enough for a bodybuilding or physique. Room for, you know, eating donuts or, you know, eating candy and things. Wait till afterwards, because I tell you, the people that do never come in looking like they should. I never went into one. I wasn't one. Even my very first show, I didn't cheat. So again, you know, you got to be careful with contest prep. But come on, it's 12 weeks. You know, you can stay junk for 12 weeks long. But maybe in the first, as you're transitioning from the off season into the pre-prep, I call it, Now, a cheat meal might be, again, you know, having butter and sour cream on your potato. You know, it's time.
Yeah, and I want to take our first commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about this. I want to talk a little bit deeper about what constitutes a cheat meal at different phases of the process. You're listening to Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in BioSuperfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. BioSuperfood is something you have
have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose liposphere vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So I don't know if you saw that comment that I put up on the screen there, but John Peek says cheat day turns into cheat days for me. It's like a gateway drug. How do you stop that? What do you do?
Man, you know, it shouldn't. Again, I mean, if you, I would have to say that you're cheating anyhow. You know, again, if you aren't disciplined enough to do it one day a week, then that means you're already doing it. So what's the big deal? Most people who say, I can't do that because it's, you know, it's like a drug. It's going to make me cheat. I usually find when I look at their diet, they're already eating stuff, but they're the nibbler people. You know, they aren't going to go out and eat a box of donuts. They're going to take, you know, have a donut in the morning and then later in the afternoon, a few bites of candy. And then later on, they're going to have some cake. But that's every day.
Things that I find work really well for me, as a strategy. But if you eat your cheat meal and you feel like you want to eat more, I find that throwing some minty or cinnamon flavored chewing gum in your mouth immediately. In fact, I'm dieting right now. By the way, I'm down to 228 pounds. I'm really making good progress. But I take my gum out and put it next to my knife and fork. And when I'm finished eating, if I'm afraid that I'm going to blow right through this and want to eat something else, I'm disciplined enough to throw that gum in my mouth and chew it. And the moment that minty freshness hits your mouth, you can't eat anything else. Nothing is going to taste good.
But you got to look at, you know, what type of meal plan are you on? My cheat day philosophy is designed for a low-fat, high-carb, high-protein diet. Mm-hmm. Because you aren't going to crave food. When you're craving something, your body is telling you you are deficient. Most people have the biggest cravings when they are zero carbs. When I went to my last week, when we went no carbs, I would eat 4 green apples a day, just enough to keep the brain going.
Right.
Oh, talk about craving? Brother, yeah. I mean, but if you are eating enough food, you should not be hungry. I mean, a healthy meal plan doesn't mean you're hungry, so you shouldn't crave. And that doesn't mean you have to do a cheat day. if you are disciplined enough, like for me, you know, a cheat day now is I go to the gluten-free store where I get all my breads and stuff, and I'll get like a cookie.
Right.
I don't really like cookies, but I tried them and they're good. So one day a week I have a cookie, and then Saturday night, which is my cheat day, I have a frozen yogurt. So for me, that's cheating. I don't have anything else I do.
So let's talk about that specifically. So what constitutes a cheat meal, whether you're doing a day's worth or just one cheat meal in a week, what constitutes a cheat meal actually varies by – so for instance, if you're in a off-season phase, you may have a pizza for a cheat meal,
yeah.
Right? But when you're in the on – when you're getting ready for competition – like you said before, your cheat meal may be adding sour cream and butter to your baked potato.
Yeah. If you are in contest, you get to 12 weeks. You know, there's no such thing. The cheat days are gone. I mean, this isn't for contest prep, you know. So, again, as John said, no, that's only going to open up the door. That's where I would say you're weak. You know, and I will tell people, you know, you don't need cheat days. If you have to cheat, you're in the wrong sport. This is, again, for everyday use, whether you're, you know, an athlete or you're just someone who wants to be healthy. So, again, you got to kind of define what your goals are and how you use these cheat meals or cheat. I know there are some guys that do use cheat meals on a contest diet. So, again, if it works for you, knock yourself out. But the majority of the people that doesn't, they're going to come in soft and they're not in shape. No one is that far ahead where they can cheat during a contest diet.
So my goal is to really get below 10% body fat. And if I can keep making the progress I'm making right now, I will be there probably in 3 months maybe, okay?
Right.
So a good friend of mine said to Elisa, he's too old to get below 10% body fat. What are your thoughts on age and conditioning?
I disagree with that. I mean, you know, it's just going to take a little bit longer. You know, we already know that the older we get, our testosterone levels lower. That is what it's all about. So, again, if you can boost testosterone, and, of course, the truth about your testosterone, which I'm going to talk about next week on the show, there are secrets to what you can eat, what you shouldn't eat, things that hinder your testosterone, things that boost it. But why – if anything, older people should carry less body fat because, you know, again, it's a health issue, carrying a lot of body fat. I wonder, and you may know, how many people over 40 or over 50 are obese in America. I'll bet it's a very, very high percentage.
Well, it's growing. By the year 2020, it's supposed to be 50% of Americans will be considered either obese or severely overweight, 50% of the population.
And, you know, our parts are wearing out. I mean, you know, so again, having less body fat, your organs are not fighting the fat for the nutrients. You know, right. Fat stores, vitamins and minerals, cholesterol, which you need for producing testosterone. So, again, you know, lower body fat. Now, 10%, you know, that's very achievable. You know, I think between, you know, 10 and 15% is good. You know, you start to get up in 20, 30, and 40%, you've got a lot of body fat.
Yes.
So, again, you know, now 10% is also a little difficult to maintain. You know, you're going to have to keep it up.
Right.
But it's not dangerous or it's not, you know, bad for you or hard on you. I think it's a great goal.
Yeah, and you know, what you just pointed out, too, at my age, I don't want to get too low in body fat because if anything happened to me, God forbid, I get sick or something, that body fat will actually help me survive. You know, we so on one extreme, we have the obese people. And then on the other extreme, we have this new group of people who want to be at 3 and 4% body fat year round. Those are two unhealthy extremes, in my opinion. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. And, you know, bodybuilders and fitness and figure, the girls who are in great shape, you know, they're going to be at, you know, 3 or 4%. When I competed, I was at about 4%. And now people go, oh, I'm at 0%. No, you aren't. You have fat internally that surrounds the organs. You would
right.
die if you had 0% body fat.
Right.
You know, you want to get your outside appearance to be healthy looking. And, again, getting down to that 10. But for someone to be, you know, killing themselves, anorexic, to be at 3%, no, or 4%, no. If you're in the sport, you need to look that good the day of the show. Other than that, you can't maintain it. It's almost impossible. You're going to drive yourself crazy.
Well, women know when they're at an unhealthy level of body fat because they stop having a period.
Right.
Think about that. There's a lot of women within the fitness community that don't have periods anymore.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's common. Too low a body fat for women, it messes with their hormones. I mean, most women on a contest diet, that menstrual cycle ceases. So, again, your body's saying a certain amount of fat is healthy.
Yes.
You know, what is the right amount? That is up to you. You know, if you want to have some abdominals, then that's the right amount of body fat for you. If you're okay with an inch around the waist, then, all right, that might be. But, you know, if you got love handles hanging over and you got the jiggly triceps, too much body fat.
Jiggly, the bat, I call them bat wings. They look like bat wings, don't they?
Yeah, you know, and people go, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it. It's just part of getting old. No, it's not. There's no such thing as gravity on the body. That's all your diet. And a lot of times, again, people as they age, they just give up. They figure, what the heck, I've lived this long. I should be able to do what I
want.
Yeah,
I'm going to go to hell in a handbasket and enjoy myself. Let's talk about the book for a second. I know that next week you're going to actually discuss some of the stuff in the book. How can people get the book in anticipation of next week's interview?
So right now the book is available at efxsports.com. It's $4.99, so it's relatively cheap. It really just covers the cost. It's about 50 pages, but it's going to give you all the information about what is testosterone. Now, remember, women, you also have testosterone, and you need to boost your levels. It's not just guys. It's going to tell you training things, exercise things. It's going to tell you foods that help to elevate testosterone, and it's going to tell you things to keep away from, things that, you know, we wouldn't even thought about, things that everyone says do, where you'll find that, boy, that isn't the best for us. And doing research for the book, I'm having to make a couple of changes because there's some things in there that I really like that, hey, it's scientifically proven that they will lower testosterone. So,
wow. Yeah, you know what? And we just talked about this yesterday. I met a group of guys in California before I flew home, and we were talking about the fact that the assay scales at labs like LabCorp and Quest Diagnostics have moved down. Testosterone levels are dropping in men today. So they artificially reduced the bottom end from 420 to 380 because the population is showing lower and lower testosterone levels. It's scary.
It is. And they will continue to adjust that because they're going to continue to drop. And, you know, next week, that's what we're going to talk about, you know, is this book, and we're going to give people tips. And we're going to give away some free ebooks. So, again, it should be a good show. But, yeah, it's important for health. You talking about the fountain of youth, it is testosterone. I mean, that is the key to everything.
I agree. Real quick, so tonight, tell the times again for Supplement Santa giveaway. 11 runners up and one big winner. When is it?
Dr. Jeff Galini. So watch me live on Facebook. It's 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, which is 6 o'clock Pacific or California time, 9 o'clock New York.
Oh, I think we lost your feed, Dr. J. Dr. J, can you hear me? It looks like we lost him. I apologize for that. All right, well, it was coming to the end of the interview anyway, so check him out tonight. His Facebook page is Dr. Jeff Galini, and if you go there, you can actually watch the Facebook Live tonight at 7 p.m. And possibly be one of the 11 runners-up or the grand prize winner. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by a new Rob Regish, a married Rob Regish, like we've never seen him before. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
So Rob is not with us in video. There's a problem. There's always a problem. It's called life. But he is here on the phone. Can you hear me okay, Rob?
Yeah, I can hear you. Gosh, I don't know why the video didn't work this week.
Maybe that's okay. That's
could
okay.
Be on my end. I'll double check it.
It's got to be. We just had Jeff on, so we had a show before you. And maybe we could try during the commercial break to get you on. In the meantime, first of all, how does it feel to be married?
Hey, you know what? It feels wonderful. Yeah, we had a great wedding last Saturday, and it was a small wedding, but We had the quality people, not the quantity. Everybody got along, so hey, that's good, right? And I leave on my honeymoon bright and early tomorrow morning.
How exciting. Where are you going?
We are going to, it's a cruise to the Florida Keys, at least one stop in Mexico and somewhere else, I think. But I, suffice it to say, I will not be swimming with the stingrays.
No. Why? Did something happen down there recently?
Well, no. I think back to the crocodile hunter. And,
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got impaled by one of them, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I don't need any of that.
Yeah,
so,
I don't blame you.
Life's too good.
So before we get started, I guess there's a plug for both FastMuscleBook.com and the new Tranquilogen is actually available at Tranquilogen.com, TranQuilogen.com. Talk about it. What's new with Tranquilogen?
Well, at FastMuscleBook.com, the hard copy, or the soft cover, rather, of the book is available, and guys absolutely love it. One guy wrote me just this morning. He said, you know, I've had this for a while. He says, what I do is I open it to a new tip. You know, it's almost all training tips. I bookmark it, and it's been, you know, 3 weeks of some of the best gains I've ever had. Then I go randomly to another one. He likes to really mix it up. And so he loves it. And if you can, get the soft cover. It's just beautiful. Bring it to you with the gym, too. You know, it helps with the exercise descriptions. As far as Tranquilogen goes, most folks have known that the new formula has been out for at least a couple of weeks. But, you know, I like to back everything up, I say, with some science. So before you go to that website, Tranquilogen.com, after the show, head out on over to Examine.com and read what the science says about the three super herbs in Tranquilogen, curcumin, rhodiola, and ashwagandha. And, you know, the amazing thing to me, anyway, is if you price out 600 milligrams a day of those three herbs in standalone formulas and then compare it to what TQ costs, it's not even close. Quality rhodiola is going to run you $30 a month, and that doesn't include, you know, the curcumin, the ashwagandha, astaxanthin, or 5-HTP. So if anything, it's a bargain and a staple for me Monday through Friday with weekends off. And if you dose it like that, it lasts a whopping 6 weeks. And finally, I'll say this about it. Before I give blood for, you know, to just run tests a couple times a year, I have a real good feeling of reassurance going into those simply because I've been taking it so long. And you'll know why after you read the research studies on it.
So just the Reader's Digest version, I mean, and Examine.com, it tends to be a very unbiased source of information.
Sure.
What do they say specifically about ashwagandha? I'm very interested in ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha has been proven effective for everything from anxiety to depression to on the sports, you know, performance enhancement side, 28% reduction in cortisol, average reduction in cortisol, an improvement in testosterone, and really, when you think about it, bottom line results of building more muscle and losing more fat faster, which is why we take supplements anyway. In fact, 30 days of ashwagandha found experienced trainers putting on 4.4 pounds of muscle and losing almost as much fat.
Really?
That's incredible when you think about it.
I guess I have to get with ashwagandha, huh?
You know, and the nice thing is it chills you, too. About a half hour after taking it, you just feel your muscles relax, and it's pretty cool.
Check it out. All right, so our first question comes from Nicholas Draven. He says, you've spoken before about distinguishing between pre-workouts and a fat burner. I'm using a product with USP caffeine, CLA, which is conjugated linoleic acid, green tea extract, acetyl-L-tyrosine, creatine, and L-DOPA from Red Velvet Bean. Is it a fat burner or a pre-workout?
You know, this product's a perfect illustration of what I'm talking about. It is both a pre-workout and a fat burner, and neither at the same time, ironically enough. So let's just take a look at the ingredients. Caffeine, CLA, and green tea are indicative of fat-burning ingredients, though certainly not all of them I consider effective. You know, if you follow my past musings on the matter, CLA doesn't do jack in people, at least to the extent it does in animals. I have never spoken to one person that has taken CLA that has anything good to say about it. Caffeine, of course, is effective, but more so in a low insulin environment. Ditto for green tea extract. And the thing that bothers me here about this product is you're not told what or if it's standardized to EGCG, epigallocatechin gallate, which is the active ingredient. On the other hand, acetyl-L-tyrosine and L-DOPA are indicative of nootropics and therefore a pre-workout. Creatine here is completely out of left field, as it's contraindicated with large doses of caffeine. And caffeine is the first ingredient specified in what I'm assuming is a prop blend. High amounts of caffeine completely negate creatine's multitude of benefits and effectively illustrates whoever formulated this has no idea what the hell they're doing.
It's a kitchen sink blend. So, right? I mean, back in the day, supplement manufacturers would put everything they could in so that if you were thinking about buying creatine, you would buy this instead. If you were thinking about buying beta-alanine, you'd buy this instead. This is a kitchen sink blend. That's what this is, right?
Yeah, and you know what? The whole thing just frustrates me end to end, which is why I'm in the final stages of formulating my own pre-workout. In fact, I just signed off on the final formula and sent it to Dr. Galini, who I'm proud to say will be making it for us. So, it's going to feature limited stimulants, some, enough to, get you motivated. But it's going to be chock full of stuff that's going to increase your focus and ability to contract multiple muscle growth. And I know you tested samples too, Carl.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I didn't feel caffeine. I just felt clarity.
You
know what I mean?
And that's exactly what it's designed. I wanted a product somebody could take at 4 p.m., get a great workout, and still be able to fall asleep. So, anyway, the ETA is a month or so, I'd call it, so not much longer now. I am sorry that it's taking too long, but as they say, fine wine takes time.
Yeah, there you go. Scott Cavallo says, I was talking to my dad about training, and he mentioned that he used to down a lot of raw eggs. I know this can be dangerous. Who said? I mean, who really said that it can be dangerous? It's funny. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get his name up on the board at the same time here. But he said in the years of doing it, they never had a problem, neither have I. And I've been eating raw eggs for 20 years now. With protein powder being so expensive, is this a better option? I've seen egg beaters in the frozen food section of the supermarket where I shop. Are those good?
Well, right off the bat, eggs are certainly at a more favorable price point now, and they score a perfect 100 on the biological value scale. There are a couple of important caveats, though, that are in order. So about those right now. First, although they're now cheaper, raw eggs aren't recommended on two counts, just on two counts. First, unbeknownst to many, is that they have a higher biological value when cooked. According to at least one study, raw eggs are only 50% bioavailable. That's a lot of protein to be given up, especially when you consider point number two. The whites have around 3 grams of protein, right? The yolks, which everybody throws out, have another 3 grams, plus very, very beneficial antioxidants.
And let's not forget cholesterol, but go ahead.
Yes. With the practical effect of being having a good effect on your cholesterol.
Right.
So now I want to return to biological value for a moment. The perfect 100 score is based on the whole egg, the whites plus the yolk. So by tossing the yolk, you're throwing out half the protein and other good stuff. Bear in mind, consuming just whites isn't effective on another level. It's like having just a protein shake. I've said it before, if you feed your body protein in the absence of some other fuel to burn, fat or carbs, it's just dumb. Your body will get real good at burning protein for energy, and it's costly and metabolically efficient. So the egg, this is another important caveat, a lot of the egg protein you see on shelves today is in most cases, almost all, just egg whites. There is no yolk.
Mm-hmm.
Why? The shelf life of egg yolks doesn't last that long. The reason being the fats therein would go rancid quickly. So that's another strike, buying egg protein, either through egg white protein powder, egg beaters, or the like, is concerned. Personally, I opt for a combination of whey and casein that's found in Thrive, some cooked eggs, meat, chicken or fish, eggs, cottage cheese, and some cooked eggs for my daily protein needs. Now, most importantly, you know, consuming carbs, or even better, in my opinion, fats, but not both, of course, with the protein is much better. You will note almost all of nature's proteins come prepackaged with a fat.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an accident. And it only gets better, right, when marine fats are added. And, right, Thrive has that too?
Yep. Yep. Triglyceride-bound omega-3s.
Right. Yep. Plus probiotics, which, and other stuff I'm sure I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
You know, here's the bottom line. I would steer clear of raw eggs. I would steer clear of egg whites only, or so-called egg protein powder. I wouldn't touch those. You know, there was a time, not long ago, you could custom order egg protein, and I mean whole egg protein, and God, was that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When it used to come in plastic bags, and as soon as I opened it, my dogs went nuts.
And it smelled like fried eggs. It's because the yolk is where you get the aroma of eggs from, you know?
Yeah. But I think that time has passed. I don't think people are doing custom proteins anymore. If they are, I'm not aware of it. And I'd like to know about it. So until then, you know what? Cook your eggs to your liking. I eat half a dozen out of whack, sometimes a full dozen if I'm real hungry, in an omelet. And, you know, you might not wish to go that high. Then again, I know guys that followed Vince Gironda's advice, 36 raw eggs a day.
Yep.
Not exaggerating.
So the whole debate about whether or not eggs are bioavailable or not, and Alex Leaf feels that raw eggs are a mistake, that a lightly cooked egg, there's some runny white on it and the yolk has not gotten solid is the best. And I tend to think he's probably right. But this whole debate about raw eggs not being bioavailable has waged on for a long time now. There are people like Agnes von der Planet, who's done his own research, funded his own studies back in the day, and he says that the egg is completely digested as it passes through the digestive system, and it's not coming out intact. It's being broken down and it's being used. So that's his opinion. The other thing to pay attention to is if you buy those liquid egg whites, egg beaters, or the generic ones at Kroger's, look at the label. The second or third ingredient is xanthan or gum or carrageenan.
Yeah.
These are thickening agents that so if you're worried about a raw egg not being digested, do you know what they use to create time-released supplements today? They just press a caplet of whatever it is that they're selling you into a mix of xanthan gum. And it takes 8 hours for your body to digest that. So they can say, 8-hour delivery of whatever, B vitamins or magnesium, whatever. So think about that. If these gums can create time-released dynamics in supplements, are you really looking for a time-released food? Don't you want your food to digest? Isn't that what we're arguing about bioavailability? Don't buy those liquid egg whites. None of them. If they have any kind of gums or thickeners in them, because never mind the emerging research that shows that those thickeners actually clog up proton pumps. They can lead to things, stomach problems, and in the case of carrageenan, has been linked to stomach cancer now. They are robbing you of the nutrition that you're eating that stuff for.
Yeah, man. I didn't know that about carrageenan gum.
Oh, that's what they use to create time-release supplements. They just let's say you came up with a time-release melatonin. All they do is add xanthan gum or carrageenan to it, and it just, your body can't digest it fast. So it digests as it goes through the small intestine and then into the large intestine.
I've seen that in a lot of protein powders.
Oh, you don't see that? I purposely. So when I worked on the first variation of Thrive, I was working with a company on the East Coast, and they made the first sample, and they sent it to me. And I put it in water, and I shook it up, and I let it sit on the counter. And within like 5 minutes, it got thick, like really, really thick, like a runny pancake batter. And I remember saying to the guy, why did it get so thick? And he said, well, we added this gum and that. I said, I didn't ask for those things in there. He goes, yeah, but people want a thick mouthfeel. I don't care. People are stupid. People smoke cigarettes. You know, I don't want that. That's not good for the person who's buying it. But it's the go-to thing in protein powder today. You look at 90% of protein powders out there, they have some sort of gum or thickening agent because they feel like you're too dumb to realize that's not good for you, but you just want something nice and, oh, I want something thick, you know? No, you don't want something thick. You want something that digests quickly and moves through you fast so you're ready for another meal soon.
Yep.
Crazy
yep.
stuff. What we're gonna do now is we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we have a question from Mike Tenay, but we're gonna try to get Rob on the video here in just a second. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We tried. Yeah. We're having some sort of connectivity issue. Rob said, tell everybody that from last week's episode, everybody was so shocked at seeing him that they asked him not to be on camera anymore. You're funny. So, wait, I got to give this guy, I'm trying to become more, I'm actually going to have a producer producing our video shows very shortly.
Oh, great.
As soon as he gets out of school, he's in school right now. Mike Tenay says, I listened last week when you spoke about Cybergenics and ICO Pro. That sure was nostalgic. What other companies do you remember from way back when? And did any of them really work?
You know, of all the tips that I've, you know, discussed on this show, this one and how to sleep through the night without getting up to use the bathroom are my two most popular tips. They get the most, you know, questions and feedback. So with no further ado, Hot Stuff.
Remember it? I remember it.
Oh, boy. It was a freeze-dried glandular product and came in chocolate and banana flavors. It actually tasted pretty good, believe it or not. I thought the banana, at least in comparison to the other powders of the day. It was the first kitchen sink time product that I can remember having dozens of ingredients and featuring all the popular supplements of the day, which were dibenkazide, ferulic acid, frac, royal jelly, etc. Believe it or not, the first batches that I used worked fantastic. You know, I can vividly recall gaining a fast 5 to 10 pounds, and my strength certainly jumped. Subsequent batches didn't do jack. So I suspect some methyl testosterone or like ingredient was added on the sly. Hot Stuff is still out there today, by the way, with updated ingredients like creatine, tribulus, and BCAAs.
And that was the promise. That was actually the promise of Hot Stuff. So Hot Stuff said, hey, don't worry about buying what's new. Just buy Hot Stuff. We're going to add what's new. We're going to keep this product evolving, so to speak, so that when the new thing comes out and you're like, oh, I got to add this. No, we've already added it. Just keep buying Hot Stuff. That was really an interesting strategy, wasn't it?
And very effective, I might add. They sold tons of that stuff. Tons of it. Had a great run. Let's see, other product. Unipro's Carboplex. That was certainly a landmark product because it was the first maltodextrin powder certainly geared towards athletes. Significant because up until that point, the primary exposure you had to maltodextrin was on the back of a postage stamp. Today, it's in everything from bodybuilding supplements to baby food. It's true. Look for it. You'll see. Carboplex also ushered in the age of carbohydrate and not protein powders, which, in my opinion, they have the potential to put more weight on you than a lot of protein powders. Of course, you know, using the two would be preferable, but that's another topic for another time.
Yeah.
Ultimate Orange was the brainchild of one Dan Duchesne, who you should know in the event that you don't. Ultimate Orange combined herbal caffeine and ephedra, along with something called QuadraCarb and a small amount of protein to make a drink with one hell of a punch, as you can imagine. It was the first that I can recall pre-workout type product, you know, both before workouts and other times. It was all the rage, and rightfully so. Russian Bear 5000. Did I take the cake? It was a weight gainer with you guessed it, 5,000 calories per serving. Of course, it literally contained like two or three servings.
Right.
And you had to mix the shovel-sized scoop with whole milk to reach that calorie count. It's been over a decade, since it was advertised heavily, but it's still advertised and it's still out there. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, pro hormones. It's been well over 10 years since they've run wild. And boy, if you missed out, that was really something. This was the era, quite literally, of legal steroids, and powerful ones at that. The standout pro hormone of the day, in my opinion, was 1-AD. It reliably put 10 pounds on people with minimum side effects. Today, it's as illegal as D-ball. It's sad, too. Lastly, I would be remiss not to mention Athletica's line. Their AminoFit and Retibol were incredible products. AminoFit was the very first low molecular weight protein, coming in with an average molecular weight of 400 daltons. It tasted like dog vomit. And to the credit of CEO, I forget his name right now, Rick Bruner, he told people that before they bought it. It tastes like dog vomit. But it was quite effective. Retibol was the very first ecdysterone product ever to hit U.S. shores. The early white tabs rocked. The later brown ones did nothing. I will throw in desiccated liver as well, even though it was way before my time. If memory serves, Carl, were you working on something?
I've been trying to get Dr. Jeff Galini to reintroduce the liver tabs that was so popular back in the day. But I got to be honest with you. Just eat liver a couple times a week. I mean, if you eat 6 to 8 ounces of liver a couple times a week, you're getting the equivalent of, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50 liver tabs at a time. So, but yeah, I asked him, and I guess he said the problem is sourcing the beef liver that can then be desiccated. That is a high quality beef liver. That's the hard part. Now, back in the day, I don't know if you remember this, but they would say Argentine liver tabs because the beef liver was coming from Argentina, where raising cattle is more of an art than a science. And they didn't use any artificial anything on cows back in Argentina. I don't know what it is like today, but back then it was Argentine. Remember that? Liver tabs.
I can remember it well. Striking.
Yeah.
I even remember who the top selling brand was, Universal Nutrition. I don't know if they're still around, but yeah.
Okay, so the next question comes from Martin Gennetti. He says, what's the longest you can take a break from training and not lose your gains? It's taken me over 15 years. Well, it's taken me forever, parenthetically 15 years, to get where I'm at. Literally 10 years to go from 180 to 200 pounds and 5 more to refine it and get more cut. Any idea? This is a really interesting question because I think a lot of people ask this question shortly after they injure themselves.
Well, the answer is dependent upon a number of things, which I'll try to break down as follows. Number one, the type of training you do. Different types of training determine how long your muscles will stick around. You know, so-called pump artists who lift light and fast with a lot of volume grow primarily via sarcoplasmic hypertrophy. What that means in English is the muscle grows primarily through cell volumization. Retaining primarily water, but also glycogen, hygroscopic aminos, et cetera, et cetera. Myofibrillar hypertrophy, on the other hand, is the actual thickening of muscle fiber, which occurs when you train heavy. you know, with more rest in between sets. And as you probably guessed, myofibular hypertrophy sticks around a lot longer if you can't train, you know, for a while. You know, there were instances, many instances, including an extended period I went through, I retained everything. Number two, duration of time spent training. Quite frankly, there's a certain look only a decade or more under the iron gives. And it's sometimes referred to as muscle maturity. It's literally the difference between taking up space and that dense, separated, polished look a lot of trainees aspire to. You know, as an example, it wasn't until I would say 35 that I saw this, you know, the muscle maturity. I weighed almost exactly the same as when I was, you know, say 24. But at that age, you know, the look, so to speak, eluded me. It's really, it's quite striking when you're looking in the mirror to see what's looking back at you. Number three, steroid use. The use of powerful drugs to build most of your muscle, especially at an early age, is a terrible mistake. For although you'll get bigger, that muscle is far less likely to stick around versus someone who's maxed out their genetic potential. So think about it. You know, bodybuilder A goes from 160 to 175 and then gets on the gas. Ultimately, he gets 25 pounds from the drugs, tops out at 200 pounds. Bodybuilder B maxes out his genetic potential. He goes from 160 to 200. Then he goes to the dark side and gains those same 25 pounds. Now he's 225, and the quality of muscle will be much, much better due to more years spent under the iron. And finally, to answer your question directly, you can spend a long time away from training and still remain the same size, albeit your strength, you know, requiring a tune-up a little later, and still retain all of your gains. If, you know, you did what I was talking about before, train extremely heavy for lower reps, take long rest periods, don't use drugs, and, you know, train for 10 years or more. I once had to take 4 months off due to a back injury. And although your mind will play tricks on you, the tape measure, which I used, didn't lie. I was the same size I was before I started. You'll look in the mirror, though, and think, oh, God, I'm losing size. That's right. You're not. It's all in your head.
Yeah. And obviously, you will lose some mass. But as we've seen from people like Kevin Lavrone, it comes back really quickly once you start training again. It comes back really quickly. Who is the guy that back in the day, who started Nautilus? Why can't I think of his name right now?
Arthur Jones.
Arthur Jones did something with a bodybuilder where he...
the Colorado Experiment?
Yeah, yeah. So the guy stopped training for I don't know how many months, and then they put all he put all his mass back on in some ridiculously short period of time.
Casey Viator,
right. And I mean, that, you know, what that was an exercise in was muscle memory.
Yep.
Because when they posted the articles promoting this effect, they wanted it to be, you know, Arthur Jones's training style and direction that gave this guy, I don't know, some 30 pounds in, I don't know, 3 weeks or something like that. What they failed to say was that Casey was that big originally. And then for some reason he stopped training.
Yeah,
maybe it was an injury or whatever, or maybe it was planned. And he stopped training for a long enough period of time where he lost a considerable amount of muscle mass. But he didn't lose it. It just kind of shrunk. And then as soon as he trained again, he blew back up. And everybody was like, oh, my God. Arthur Jones knows how to put 30 pounds of muscle on you in 3 weeks. No, he knows how to get a guy who was 30 pounds heavier back to his fighting weight again by training after taking a long layoff. And that, if anything else, is a testament to muscle memory. I've had to take off because of injuries. And it comes right back. I mean, within a couple of weeks, you're right back where you were.
Yeah, it was Casey Viator, and there's a lesson there. You know, the lesson is, you know, get get as big and strong as humanly possible in your youth.
Yes.
You don't have to stay there. You can actually go, you know, take off 50 pounds even. But likewise, the muscle memory will be there so that the road back to 250 is fast.
Very fast.
There aren't very many bumps.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a question from Rick Martell. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by FastMuscleBook.com and CoachRobRegish.com. Check them out. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So this next question comes from Rick Martell. He says, and I have some opinions on this too, by the way. This is going to be a good discussion. So he says, I've got what feels like a partial bicep tear going on in my left arm. It hurts like heck doing chin-ups and other back exercises. What can I do for back if I can't perform a full row due to bicep pain?
You know, I too have had something similar going on, but given his feedback. First things first, get the bicep checked out by a medical professional. Now, we often rail against the medical establishment here, but they are useful for certain things, this being one of them. The concern, of course, is that you don't want to make things worse, you know, turning a partial bicep tear into a full one. Having said that, if you truly can't curl your arm, it will put a damper on any type of rowing or pulling movement, obviously. However, as I like to point out, there is always a way. And this is one instance in which the pullover machine is pure gold.
I was thinking the same thing, especially if you do it without holding on to the bar. Pray, put your hands together like you're praying and just use your elbows in those in the holder there.
Yeah, we'll probably give you better form, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there are various models, but the Nautilus pullover is the gold standard. The problem is it's long out of production. So you can look for, I think Precor makes one. I have
Free Precor makes one, Free Motion makes one, and there's another one that makes one, and I can't think of that.
Hammerstrength?
Yes, Hammerstrength makes a plate-loaded pullover machine that's dynamite. You can put 5 45-pound plates on each of the two stems on the back. So you
can
get really, really heavy with it.
Yeah. That's fantastic. You know, anyway, that pullover machine should have a pad for your elbows like you were just talking about,
right,
Carl.
Right.
And it effectively takes the arms out of the movement,
yep,
focusing exclusively on the lats.
Yes.
Which, given their size, are absolutely, there's a lot of growth potential there. In fact, in 1970, Arthur Jones wrote in the old Iron Man, I think it was the July issue, the upper body squat, describing, of course, pullovers and mm-hmm. what they can do for you.
Yeah.
Great article. Look for it. It's online. Now, you would be surprised what simple stretching can do. For example, grasping an upright and leaning back, okay? Just grab the upright at about a little below shoulder height and really feel the stretch in your lats. You know, this is difficult to describe, obviously. If there was ever a week for the camera, this is it. But, you know, you want to use a thumbs-down grip and just do one arm at a time. There's also something called the radar chest pull, and that involves placing your hands on a pole or upright of some sort at about shoulder height, and then pulling down really hard and always dropping your hips down and backwards slightly while you're doing that. It is somewhat difficult to perform at first, but you will know it when you feel it. A massive stretch in the lats is felt. And if the Super Squats manual is to be believed, and I do believe it, it holds the possibility of enlarging your rib cage if your long bones are still growing. So, you know, do get that bicep checked out.
Yes.
You don't want to go into heavy dumbbell rows or something like that and come out of them, you know, tearing your bicep off the bone. So, good luck.
So I tore the outer head of this bicep, and you can see how weird it looks. There's a divot in my arm right here. Look at that.
Oh.
See that? It's disgusting. So a couple points to make. First of all, this, if your pain is up by your shoulder, that end of the bicep, there is a notch in the bone that the bicep tendon falls into, and it's got a couple little tethering tendons that go over, ligaments that go over it to keep it in that notch. As we age, that end of the bicep, for some reason in older guys, and I don't know how old Rick is, it develops real bad case of tendinitis. If the tendonitis is allowed to linger, the tendon actually becomes frayed. So imagine a cable starting to fray. It becomes weakened. And it can tear, like mine, but not come completely off the bone, but it can tear. Yes. So the first thing is, if you have any kind of muscle tear, whether it's in the muscle belly or whether it's in the soft tissue that attaches the muscle to the bone, you will always have a yellow and blue, a black and blue, or obvious blood settling under the skin within a day of the original injury. So if you injured yourself specifically on a day, and the next day you noticed that it was kind of yellow or black and blue, then you definitely tore something. If you didn't see that, there's a 90% chance you didn't tear anything. But what you are struggling with is this old guy's bicep tendonitis that I'm talking about, which you must take off. So the mistake I made was I trained through it, and I was doing heavy T-bar rows. I'll never forget it. And I had this intense burning feeling. And I rowed, every time I pulled it up, I felt this burn. But then all of a sudden it went away. Well, sure it went away because the tendon tore and the muscle shortened up and it fixed itself because that's what was going on. And so I ended up training back through it. And then the next day I had blood and I was like, damn it. And now I have this big divot on the outside head. It's too late to fix it. I can't go in and fix it. So my point is this. Don't ignore tendon pain, especially in the biceps, because look, I had tendonitis in this tricep for months before I finally tore it off the bone completely.
Right.
Tendonitis weakens, the inflammation in tendonitis weakens the tensile strength of the tendon. If you keep training, you will do harm, permanent harm to the muscle. There's no doubt about it. So take off BPC 157, 300 micrograms locally in that area, and take off until it doesn't hurt anymore at all. And then take off 1 to 2 more weeks after it doesn't hurt anymore. Then get back in there and do some rehab work to the bicep. Very, very light stuff. Get blood pumped into the muscle. Don't be, I'm going to sound like someone's fault. Don't be a dumbass. Don't be a dumbass and keep training, because you will. If you didn't tear it yet, you will. There's no doubt about it.
Wow.
Yeah, so this next question comes from Doug Averill. And Doug says, let me get his name up here so he can get his 15 seconds of fame on the show. So Doug Averill says, you seem pretty knowledgeable about a lot of stuff. I'm your age, so I remember the lack of information pre-internet. Where do you get most of your knowledge from? What websites do you like?
You know, it's fair to say I've gained a fair amount of knowledge from the internet, but it pales in comparison to what I learned prior to its widespread use. Now, you might be thinking, what the hell? How can that guy possibly say this? You know, in plain English, I had to learn the hard way on a lot of stuff. Because in all the research and testing leading up to the blueprint, I probably discarded 10 things for every gem that I found. Mm-hmm. And learning like that gives you one huge advantage. It allows me to spot the BS that's out there and a lot easier than it normally would be. I can weed out a lot of things I'd otherwise waste my time on. Now, this happens a lot more than you think. As years turn to decades, you realize that there's very little that's new in this game. Only the packaging of it differs. And this is why I will sing the praises of guys like Charles Staley and Leo Costa so often. They have made truly innovative contributions where most just prepackage or repackage existing stuff. They give it a new name, and then they claim they invented it. Bull. They didn't invent it. You can find it. You just need to look for it. Unfortunately, the number of people willing to learn from my mistakes or the mistakes of others, it is few and far between. The reason being, people won't invest in information and education as much as supplements. And yeah, I mean, I have to admit, it's disheartening. If they did, they'd get a lot bigger, a lot stronger, a lot faster. You know, think about avoiding all of the wrong turns, injuries, lost, you know, money, and most importantly, lost time that really set me back. So were it not for those unfortunate experiences, though, I would have achieved my goals a lot faster. Like, I'm guessing about 10 years faster, and that's a conservative estimate. So when someone tells me, You know, they'd rather spend $200 a month on supplements versus $15 or $20, right, on a newsletter or a book. I just cringe because it's painfully obvious based on the questions they're asking. They could really use some good information.
Information, right.
You know,
right.
And if it's supplements that they like, I cover plenty of them in my publications. I review at least out of four topics, two of them are supplements in the newsletter, right? So 50%. One guy even compared it to a sports supplement buyer's guide, and he's right because 95% of the supps that I cover aren't mine. You know, nor do, and this is a huge part. I only know of one other newsletter that does things like this. I do not accept any advertising, which means I'm free to speak the truth about what works, what doesn't, and what's worth your $200 this month. Finally, with respect to websites, I like Supversity and Examine.com. Those are two top shelf for supplement info. In terms of training and diet, I'm usually on PubMed for most of that. Because, like I said, there really isn't much new. What I'm focused on is using what we know works, and this is the big thing, milking it for all it's worth. And as an example, take Charles Staley's escalating density training. You could ask for nothing more, really, looking at that training, except I found the study showing that if you take 5 seconds to lower the weights, your body builds three times as much muscle and you will be five times the strength if you move it at a normal rep speed. So that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, what I'm
yeah, no supplement is going to do that for you.
Yeah. But those two sites are great for supplements. What you won't find there is where to find the quality version of the products and the art of practical application. And by that I mean weaving training, diet, and supplements together, which is what I do. But
You know, the internet has actually hurt
I agree.
Sports information, and here's why. Back in the day, before the internet, a guy like Leo Costa had to cut his teeth in his local market, and enough people had to use his strategies and see benefits from it before a magazine would even interview him about what he was doing. On top of that, the guy had to build his credentials. Today, you put a website up, it looks really great, and you call yourself an expert, and people believe it. And back then, you had to earn the right to be that person. Today, anybody with a Facebook page can be that person. So we're bombarded with misinformation. And then you have to weed through it to find the 5 or 10% actual good information. And no one has the time to do that anymore because we're all dancing as fast as we can to begin with.
Far too much credence has been given to, let's call them, personal trainers. When in fact, with about 20 hours of study, anyone can become a personal trainer. I specifically go out of my way to tell people that I train in person. I'm not certified. You want to see my certifications? I drop down to the floor and start pumping out one-arm push-ups.
Right.
I have yet to meet one person that ever said, no, I'm not going to use you. You're not a certified trainer.
Right, right. So, good point. Yeah. Good point. And ironically, the books like Big Beyond Belief and Escalating Density Training, unlike products and supplements that have come and gone, those books are still being sold. They are still pertinent and relevant and effective today. Now, like we talked about before and we talked about on other shows, there's 1,000 supplements in the past 10 years that were going to change how people trained and built muscle that are gone. But yet books like Big Beyond Belief, people are still handing them down. The Anabolic Diet, people still, they're still buying those books. Why? Because they still work today the way they did 30 years ago. So, and a lot of these gurus that you see today, there's people with huge followings. And it's funny because the bigger their following, the more confident they are in their own BS. Because, yeah, you know, because it's like religion. If you can get enough people to follow you, then you must be right, because all these people are following you. Well, those people won't be around 30 years from now, like Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale still is, like Leo Costa still is. They won't be. They, you know, there's an interesting trend. I don't know if you've noticed this, Rob. There's guys that 10 years ago, they used to be into fitness, bodybuilding, health, and stuff like that. And they built a large audience on the internet. And then they decided, you know, I'm going to teach people how to build a large audience on the internet. They were never in it because of physical culture. They were in it because it was a way for them to make money. And as soon as they find a different way to make money, oh, instead of selling information about how to build muscle, I'm going to teach people how to become millionaires. I'm going to teach people how to become social media gurus. They were never in it for the right reason. And they're gone today.
No, absolutely. Like, just like you said, they're in a different industry next month, you know, and they're an expert on that. Why? Just so they can make another buck.
There's a guy who's a really decent guy. He's a really, really good guy. And he had a podcast for a very, very long time. I'm not going to mention his name, but many of you probably know who I'm talking about. And he had a really good podcast. He did some really great interviews. And then he said these words. I swear to God, he said this. It was in writing. It was on his website that he was going to stop doing his podcast because there's nothing new to talk about in health, nutrition, and physical. He didn't call it physical, but he said there's nothing new. So he went over and became like a motivational guy. And now he does motivational stuff. And it's tied to an MLM. And it's like, dude, are you S-ing me? There's nothing new to talk about in health and fitness? Seriously? Yes, wow. There's literally 1,000 studies published every week that have huge impact. How can you? No, it wasn't that there was nothing new. He got bored with it because his heart was never in it. It was just a way for him to build an audience and build an income. That's all it was. And now he's out there doing motivational stuff. Because there's nothing new to talk about in health and fitness.
Yep. If you have a camera and an internet connection, you too can be an expert.
There you go. There you go. That's the truth. All right, look, we're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We shall return.
Million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So now for the portion of wisdom in the show, when Coach Rob gives us the blueprint tip of the day. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Tip of the day is titled, A Chance to Make a Difference. So the other day, I had the opportunity to make a real difference in someone's life. There was a regular gym goer, that I know, came up to me and asked if I'd be willing to speak to a friend's son. And it seems this kid was all of 17 years old. He'd been training for 4 months, and he had plans to get on the gas because it wasn't happening fast enough. So his father is a guy that's been training for decades, but of course his son won't listen to him, so I agreed to talk to him. He approached me kind of sheepishly, maybe knowing what was coming and probably expecting a lecture, but instead I started things by saying, look, I'm not here to judge you. All I'm here to talk about is options, right? Everyone should have options. They're good things to have. When I got to steroid use, this is what went down. First thing I did was I told them steroids work. In fact, they work really, really well. And he was really
taken aback. Yeah, he was probably taken aback, right? I thought you were going to tell me not to take them.
Very much so. But of course, he knew I was telling the truth. And that's step one, establishing credibility with someone. Step two was asking him a simple question. I asked him at 17, do you really think your hormone levels are what's holding you back? And he saw the truth in that, no question about it. He was like, oh, no, I know. He said, my testosterone is sky high. I said, you said it. You know, step three was another question. I said, muscle isn't built out of thin air, so how many calories are you getting each day? Probably not enough is what he said. And you know, he's nodding his head. He knows the points that I'm making are valid. So I told him at his age, he didn't need creatine. He for sure didn't need steroids. He needed a blender, 20 times his body weight, and a plan, 20 times his body weight and calories. So I scribbled down super squats, right, by Randall J. Strawson, and told him it would change his life, because it sure did mine. Now, at this point, I said, here's some more truth. You know, steroids probably won't kill you, at least in the short term. But at your age, they're like throwing gasoline on a fire. So I said the following were possibilities, not certainties, but possibilities. Number one, there's the possibility you'll get bogus stuff. Might be Winthrol, might be Windex.
I like that. That's funny.
Number two, your source will get busted and maybe roll on you too. You know, and a record makes it real hard to get a job. Three, you may not reach your full adult height. Four, if you stay on too long, you could cripple your natural production or have problems conceiving. And that gets real important to those pretty young 20-something ladies as soon as they see their friends having kids. The only thing in the world they want is to have kids, and you better show up with a yes to that, because you're going to lose them real fast if you don't. And finally, there's a time and a place for everything. 4 months in isn't the time or the place. So I just happened to have a copy of my new book. I gave it to him, and I sent him on his way. You know, will he listen? I honestly don't know. I'm going to see him in the gym probably fairly regularly, so I'll know. But take a note of what I did not do. I did not start with a list of horrible side effects. I didn't tell him his head would explode, that he'd become a raging maniac, or that he wouldn't make some progress. Instead, I established credibility early, and you build on that credibility by illustrating for him that his hormone levels aren't the problem. His diet is, diet and training, but diet's the big one. I didn't just tell him to just say no, and this is big. Instead, I gave him the tools to succeed. I gave him the calorie prescription, 20 times body weight, and the means to that end, a blender. I said it's a lot easier to drink 1,000 calories than it is to eat them. Mm-hmm. Again, he nodded his head. And I flipped him the book, Super Squats, which, if you do that book justice, will do exactly what I said it did. You know, you'll have stretch marks on your inner thighs and under your armpits, certainly coming out of that. Now, compare this to his normal sources of information. First, he's got his you know, dad and other people, I'm guessing plenty of them, that'll lecture him on the evils of steroids and the, you know, the horrible side effects, which, in general, are way overblown. Okay, depends on the type of drug you take, depends how long you stay on, depends how much you take, you know. But here's the, you know, he has a million experts on YouTube, right? I don't know if you've been on YouTube and punched in weight training lately. You're going to see some of the saddest sacks in the world doing things with god-awful form and getting everything wrong, including the intensity, the volume, and the frequency. So these experts that are kind of in his orbit are unlikely, number one, to be the voice of reason, but number two, they're not going to have any credibility by saying, you know, steroids will turn you into an axe murderer. You know,
people know, people can tell.
It's not true.
You know, kids are a lot more worldly today. That's not how. That's not the truth. But here's the bottom line in all of this. You too may have an opportunity someday to make a difference in someone's life. And it could be everything from a short conversation like this to a book you write. But make sure that you are ready. And make sure you're credible. It may very well determine between somebody just listening and hearing what you say, taking it to heart. And there is a big, big difference. Big difference. You talk about people listening and what they hear. Oftentimes, they're not the same.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So if you're training in the gym and you're approached by somebody like this, have your ducks in order, be credible, probe the weak points that they know they all have. Diet's a big one. And most importantly, give them the tools to succeed, whether that's a book, whether that's a newsletter, whether that's not usually a supplement, whether that's a caloric prescription, et cetera, et cetera. You have so much wisdom to impart. It's selfish, frankly, to not freely give that away.
I had the distinct pleasure to spend the past 5 days with my son, Chase, in San Diego, in his apartment that he shares with two other roommates in the Pacific Beach area of California. And these young guys that I hung out with, they have no interest in juicing at all. Now, in my son's case, it's because, and you'll have a great appreciation for Chase, because he is a rock climber. He is not interested in carrying any excess weight that doesn't contribute to his ability to hang on to the side of a mountain when he's climbing. So he stopped training in the gym, although we did train legs together the other day. He's not interested in training in the gym. He's interested in doing all bodyweight stuff because bodyweight stuff translates to strength that he can use that won't deter him from his goal. So, you know, there's a lot to be said. I think that part of the problem is, and I could be wrong about this, but maybe I'm speaking about myself. I think growing up the way I grew up, I felt intimidated by a lot of things and a lot of people, and I thought that by strength training and getting muscular, it was going to somehow free me of that sense of inadequacy, and it doesn't. And I kind of think like guys who are attracted to physical culture for the wrong reason, they're the ones who tend to think, I got to get on the juice, I have to get on the juice, I have to get... I think there's a lot of people out there that are quite satisfied looking athletic, being in fantastic shape, and don't really want the juice. So the other thing I would talk to one of these kids about, I had a cough, is that exact phenomenon of why do you feel that you need to be a monster? Why do you feel that you need to be a freak? What is it about you that makes you feel inadequate, that the only way to level the playing field in life is for you to be freakishly big and intimidating? And that's what it comes down to. It comes down to intimidation, right? Guys want to be freakishly big because they want to intimidate other guys. Most women will tell you, I don't want a big veiny. I mean, now look, there's a lot of women who do. Don't get me wrong. But on average, most women don't want a 270-pound, ripped-to-shred, freakishly muscular guy. They don't. They want a Marky Mark in Times Square in the white underwear, muscular and athletic looking. Yeah. So guys do it for other guys. Just think about that for a second. Guys do this for other guys.
You know, you bring up a great point. The goals today of most of these kids are not what it was back in my day in the 1980s. You know, we were all about get as big as possible, as fast as possible. And huge just wasn't big enough. Today, these kids, they want, a degree of muscle development, certainly above and beyond the average person. But they want six-pack abs, too. And very few aspire to the look of a professional bodybuilder. So, you know, that's another great point. That's more, you know, ammunition that you're giving me, your solution.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you ask a young guy who says, you know, I'd say, well, ultimately, if the juice worked the way you wanted it to, what do you see 5 years from now? Are you just a little bit bigger than you are now, or are you a 270-pound ripped-to-shreds freak? And if that kid there's a glimmer in his eye and he smiles at the thought of that, then you need to start to probe, why do you feel that you need to look like that? What do you think you're going to attain by looking like that? What is it? Well, girls will look at, no. They may look at you, but they're going to look at you like you're weird. They'd rather have a guy who looks like he's really in good shape and athletic looking, you know, maybe plays a sport, as opposed to a freakishly big bodybuilder guy.
Right.
So you're not doing it for that. So who are you really doing it for? Do you want respect from your friends? Is that what you're looking for? Because there are a lot better ways to get respect from your friends than going on this journey for the next 5 years of solitude.
Right.
You know, and you're going to come out the other end, and your friends may not respect you.
Right.
But what are you really doing it for?
Yeah, I mean, there are a fair number of people, both young and old, that look at the pro bodybuilder look and say, not necessary. Why? Why do you take it to that extreme? You must have something, you know, wrong with you, a mental imbalance.
It is. And that's where the dysmorphia comes from. When we talk about anorexia nervosa, people look in the mirror and they see that they're not skinny enough. But why do they want to be skinny in the first place? If you start to probe, you find out that somewhere in their mind, they believe that if they got skinny enough, they would attain the things that seem to evade them in life. Glamour, fame, a boyfriend, whatever. And those things don't connect. They're non sequiturs. So the same is true of the person who wants to be freakishly big. If they could be in a confessional where you can't see their face and they were willing to say everything out loud that they truly feel, they would tell you, I want to be freakishly big because when I walk into the bar over by the college, I want everybody to cower and go, oh, my God, that guy is so huge. I hope he doesn't pick on me. That's what they want, because chances are they have felt that way. They have felt intimidated by someone, and they thought to themselves consciously and subconsciously, I am going to get so big, no one is ever going to mess with me again.
Yeah, and you know
hell,
what?
You can take jiu-jitsu and never get big, and no one will mess with you again, you know?
You know, I was about to make that point. You know, if you do get that big, and you're counting on the intimidation factor, it doesn't mean you know how to fight and you be, therefore, a fraud and exposed easily.
I mean, nothing looks worse than a 275-pound ripped-to-shreds guy running to save his own life because the guy who's 180 pounds is taking him to lunch.
Or left him passed out from a chokehold.
Yeah, chokes him out, right? He's laying there on the floor. This is why these young guys that feel this way, that they need to get on the juice, they need to get bigger, they need to get stronger. It's they're doing it because of their male counterparts and how they believe their male counterparts are going to react. I'll never forget getting a tattoo. I was 16 years old when I got my tattoo. I have one tattoo on my right arm. It's a rose. Thank God I didn't get something stupid, right? I never forget this. I got a tattoo, and I thought all the girls at the park were going to go, oh, my God, that's such a beautiful tattoo. I'm into you now.
Yeah.
And I got the tattoo, and it didn't change. Nothing in my life changed. Nothing. Zero. Except now I had a tattoo. And I remember Patrice Giordano. She's still my friend on Facebook. She probably doesn't even remember this. I got the tattoo, and she goes, why did you do that? And I said, you know, Jimmy's got a tattoo, and everybody's got a tattoo. And she said, and she was really a pretty girl. She goes, yeah, I don't like him. I was like, what? What? Wait a minute. Girls are supposed to be into me because I got this tattoo now. I'm tough. I'm mature. I'm, you know, no, I'm not into them. She goes, I was like, damn. No. A lot of the things that you think are going to bring you closer to what it is that your goals are indirect, and they have no effect on the goal that you truly. That's why you have to be truthful with yourself. If you are a person who is intimidated and you feel some sense of weakness, take up jujitsu, take up kung fu, take up boxing, you know, take up Krav Maga, take up a martial art, because then you're acting directly in line with your goal. I don't want to be pushed around anymore. I'm going to do something about that. Don't become a bodybuilder, because bodybuilders can be pushed around all the time. You run into a Royce Gracie. I don't care who you are, Ronnie Coleman. He's going to choke you out. You're going to be 275 pounds of ripped to shred muscles laying on the floor.
You got it, brother.
So work on things that are directly in line with your goals, and stop searching for muscle to make up for some inadequacy that you feel in yourself. Because I got news for you. You're going to have muscles, and you're still going to feel that way about yourself.
Right. Just train for strength, and what manifests will manifest. Those are your genetics.
Yeah, there you go. Well, congratulations, Rob Regish, for being married. And enjoy your honeymoon next week.
I will. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we don't get back until middle next week, I think. So I'm not going to have the power hour, but I'm sure you'll find something else.
Yeah, we got somebody to drop in there. And you enjoy yourself and have a good time and come home with a tan, okay?
Thank you.
And that's all we've got today. And thank you for listening, and thank you for watching live, and thank you for everything that you guys do by patronizing the show. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.